Beginnt gerade da, man sagt es diese Woche in der Kopf auf, beginnt mit Basic, und das Maske, das beginnt sich mal ein bisschen mit dem Jahr, und das ist, hey, na, jemme Kribu. Claim in other words, Korben zell noch ein bisschen jem Korb. Well, according to the Chemia, it makes sense, we say hinne jem, because it's especially for today, because she does who, and v'chalti, but chatzas jem bit mia, but what are you going to say about those that are kachay shah? Lo shemate el b'shal shah. You only heard by those of the of Shal Shah. El Rabban, according to Rabban, the army that they say, Shemale Shemate El Balayla, that according to them, what are you saying? In other words, country of the Chemi, what it means to say, Moshe to Aaron, oh, this carbon is brought Lechem Sayyim. It's Kachay, what do you mean? It's Kachay Daris. This that I said, Chalti Chalta Sayyim, so it comes out that, it's a lotion of a tamiya. That how could I eat the chatzis ayayim? Maybe you only heard the heter of achilas anin zlum b'kachish shana b'kachish deres. But according to the chachamim, the rabbanim, the amid that they say shem lo shemata ela b'layla. Maybe you hold as the Gemara explained. Maybe you only heard it by nizal layla. So then the question is kamalei mai hi. So that's what the Gemara says. Well, what is it? The kamalei that is saying hein hayim akrivu. What does it mean? Hayim hakriyachu kamalei. This is what he said to him. Amritly, you said to me, Dimabah Aninis Akribise, that you're saying that, oh, maybe I was Makrivit and Aninis, and, in other words, according to Rabbanan, that, what he's saying, Hina Yem Akribu, that, because Aaron didn't say it, Moshe the Heter was only by, Machvas Ayoyim, that because it has nothing to do with Kachi Shah, Kachi Daris. That's the Gemara saying, that Aaron said to Moshe, you said to me that maybe by Aninis, you brought the Chattas. What do you mean? You think it was my children? Had yotis heim hekribu shom karben ane krafti oisam. What do you mean? You think they did it? I'm the Kohen Gadol. I brought them today, and the Kohen Gadol could be makriv as a oinen. Zuhi girsa kunches. This is where Rashi his girsa pirushai and his interpretation. Now v'hashlevi zeh according to this mandam ne'aninus nisser fu hava. Because it was burned because of aninus, according to Nehemiah, that holds burned because of aninus. So it comes out, have a hin hayoyim b'nechusa. Comes out that when he says hin hayoyim, it wasn't a losha tamiya. It was saying, yeah, you know, this was burned because it's a chayves hayoyim, and that you didn't hear a heter. Ulmandam b'tumah, but according to one that says because of tumah, have a b'tamiya. It was like a wonder that. What do you mean? He was asking Moshe, what, you think my son's makriv today that you wanted to disqualify because of this? Well, I went there, brother. So it says, because it's difficult, because El, previously the British peg based up design, but now Mashma Ibch, it sounds like actually the opposite. That the Gemara there is discussing what's the source that Avodah Zarah is possible. The Gemara brings two sources, and we see from over there that Rabbi Lezer brings the source, the Chaltas Distrava of the Aninas, comes to the point of one who holds that made Tumin Distrava, Aaron didn't tie to Moshe Blushim Tumiyah, that his sons were Makav, only he was Makav. So that seems to be opposite of what Rashi says. But there it seems, the Gertzin Nami Vahach Pircha Basraisa, that actually says Taisis, that the Gersa also by the Gemara's second questioning, that according to the Chachamim, that Bishlam Rabban Hendok Sibhena Yoim, Kamei Bekamaisom, that actually, according to the Chacham, we understand what's Hinayim Akribu, like the way the Gemara, by the first question. I mean, the two questions the Gemara is asking in Mechemya, because it says Hayoyim, the way Rashi explained, Medechsev Hayoyim, because it appears Bekuntris, Bekamaisa, the way Rashi explained by the first question, and Jemaskal Mai Vachalti, that the Gemara is asking on the two times it says Hayayim, one time it says Hinayim Akribes Chatasim, and from there the Gemara asks the second question, and one time it says Bechati Chatasim, and that's where the Gemara asks the first question. Mashani, and the Gemara answers, Hachikama, Chihayim Akribu, Ani Akribu Kalkum on the Shakar Vahayayim. That the Gemara's answer, Aaron said to Moshe, what do you think? Because they sacrificed it, I sacrificed, and therefore we're not going to disqualify because of Aninus. You can't disqualify because David is possible, because I did it, and that's not possible. Rather, we're forbidden to eat it. Because of Einan, even in the evening. It says, Matam Gintimah, Ahuba Bracha, this said. The Gemara says, according to Ravashi, this is Voice Lazar Acharav, Briskut Nisalim, that was a Bracha. That is a Bracha Kodesh Bochum, Shigi Akayin,
Hashem blessed him that he should become a kohen. Umiyado yochel is kohen. Sure, this right away could have become a kohen. And so tchilu tzarch labishoy. He had to get him clothed in it, ulamoyshchay, and anoint him, alachantchay, to inaugurate him, mechavitim, mechavitim, kedin adyoytis, amaschantchay, mechavitim. Just like a regular kohen that gets inaugurated, or the chavitim. I mean, say, but tchilu like the most of menachadav nanavim beis. Aval shem alei nesratz alei kol yisrael beis hashal. But maybe the Jewish people were not agreeable at that time. They shaharik nasi shaven because he killed the prince of a tribe. Until he made peace between the tribes in the days of Yeshua. Then they were agreeable to him, and then they did all the things to inaugurate him to be a kohen. Let's just matter to begin with the words of the Gemara. The other one, other haksib, Yishma Pinchas HaKohen. That was to give yichas for his children after him. Pidish, in other words, you're right, from the days of Moshe Niskai, and he became a kohen. But when he made peace amongst the Shvatim, he was had the yichus, the lineage to be called a kohen, uliyachazari, and to have the yichus for his children by ma'ilas kuna, for the ma'il of kuna that is liyesim kohen gedaylim, that the kohen gedaylim should come from him. Shekem etzin b'dibayim, like we find the b'yam shlo hayu kahanim gedaylim, elu b'penchas, they all came from penchas. With Zafi mapiklei, the Zafi learns this out in the eis b'risi shalom, that is amd b'menu shmeinim kohen b'bayis rishon, that came out of him, eight to come in the first base of Middash, Osholash Meis, Bayesheni, and 300 in the second base of Middash, of Kulan Nimdu Sefri, and they're all counted in this Sefri.